And hello, good people of the internet. It is I, Tommy Kelly. This is Adventures in Woo Woo, and welcome to another one of the one card, 40 servant divinations that we do every month here on the channel. Essentially, Patreons send me in a question. I pick a card from the 40 servants deck, and then I interpret it to answer the question or give some advice or a different alternative or a different perspective on what they may have been thinking about it themselves. So to make it a bit more interesting this time, something I've been trying to do a bit more on my channel is rather than just having one static shot of me just standing there pulling out cards or talking or whatever it is, then I might try a couple of different locations to do it in. The problem with Ireland is how beautiful it is, and there's so many lovely locations. And here I am by a river in, you know, lovely little woody area. Well, naturey area. But right there is the main road. So you're always not too far away from very noisy cars. But hopefully you'll find a couple of locations that may be interesting. Now, anyway, on to the actual divinations themselves. So, our first questions. The first question is from Alice. How can I create, interact best with the magical community near me? Using the 5th anniversary deck. I really like it, I have to say. I really like the red colours. I may have mentioned that a few times before, but I do. Anyway, back to Alice's question. How can Alice best interact with her local magical community? Alice, I did record this already and it didn't record properly, but the card you got was the Chaste. And my kind of answer around this is that it'd probably be appropriate for you to kind of go in a kind of a disciplined manner, to approach your local community in a more disciplined or quieter manner than the usual occultists of coming in and proclaiming that they are the, you know, the new Aeon or the prophet of the new Aeon or a reincarnation of Aleister Crowley or some sort of hugely powerful magus. So, well, one thing would be probably not to do that. To just, you know, go in quietly, kind of be disciplined, do the work, do whatever they're doing, whatever, you know, the suggestions, and kind of gradually just get yourself in quietly. Don't, I would also suggest that probably if there is some sort of like social gatherings, not to get too drunk or too inebriated, and just think of discipline and keeping things kind of, I was going to say kind of on a business level, but it's not really that, but keeping things quite, you know, down or whatever, not going too flamboyant at the beginning, and that'd be the best way to kind of introduce yourself or best interact. Vincent Ventura. How can I truly be of service to others? The sun, by illuminating them, by being there for them, by being powerful, by helping them grow, by being an energy source, by, so don't be drained, you know, by not draining people, by being the opposite of an energy vampire, be an energy giver. Really work too well. Be up people, you know, support people, give people what they need, give them confidence, boost them, illuminate them, send them energy, all of those type of things. That would be the best thing for you to do. Slightly windier here, but hopefully that doesn't affect the sound. MJM, how do I resolve my current feelings of feeling blocked? See what the 40 have to say about that as my questions fly away. Feeling blocked can feel, you know, feeling stagnant or any of those things can feel quite hard to deal with. Yeah, bad force. Here we go. This is what's coming out. Okay. The saint. Let me see. The saint, I think, in this point or in this kind of context would represent that you need to get help from an expert. You need someone that knows where you've been, who solves it successfully, and can in some way show you a roadmap of how to get through it. I don't think it means someone like get a guru or get an overall teacher. It's just like ask advice from a friend and someone who's done this, someone who's been in the place you have been, who is an expert in getting out of it. Rather than just asking an expert's opinion on someone who doesn't have the experience. There seems to be an experiential level around it as well, that's in this kind of practical sense, how did you get out of it? What did you do? That kind of thing. And it could be more than one person, but it's look at the stuff that has been gone before, where people have got out of it and followed our advice or their path or the roadmap. And good luck with that, because it can feel quite icky and horrible. Max, what's the best way for me to approach my social life? It's great having social lives again, isn't it? Well, I suppose depending where in the world you are, and we're quite lucky in here in Ireland that we're out of lockdown. I know not all of yous are. Okay, how does Max best approach his social life? Okay, the healer. I feel like I'm not seeing the cards. So sorry to audio people if I haven't. The healer. So, see it as a way of healing yourself. That it's recreational, that it's, or an hour, that it's way to recover, rather than kind of put pressure on yourself to perform, to be good, to be the life and soul of the party, to be the center of attention, or to do it right, or to get it right, or play the game properly, or put all this kind of pressure on yourself that, you know, it's very easy to do, to perform when it comes to your social life. And it's saying the opposite of that is to do it that you enjoy, that it's a healing for you, that it's not a stress, that it's a de-stress. Or what would your social life look like if it was something that de-stressed you rather than something that you had to engage with, you know, and do right and approach properly? That it's, how could you have a social life that would nourish you, that would, that it would be something that you would look forward to as a way to recover, rather than something that you would kind of maybe anticipate as having to put a lot of energy into. So I'm assuming, Max, by that answer, that you're an introvert, but and that could be harder, but if you're not and you're an extrovert, then find a way to be in, that it replenishes rather than takes away from you. Okay, and we'll do one more here. David, what magical work is coming up this month? The road opener. Well, I mean, that's simple enough, isn't it? There's some sort of road opening, some new avenue, something that you haven't thought about before, some new path that has opened up that hasn't, you haven't necessarily thought about, or that isn't a place you usually go. It could be also like the standard removal of obstacles. So you should know, you could know the path, and now the obstacle that has been taking you away from it will be removed. So all good though. It means that the way ahead is clear, and either for new things or for ease of access to things you already understand or know. So, cool, that's good. Kat asks, is this person who has been horribly toxic going to end up getting their just desserts? Often feels like people don't, but maybe we're not seeing the full scope of karma, or maybe karma's bullshit. Let's see in this particular question. Will this toxic person get their just reserve? I know, just desserts, not it, yeah, just resorts. Okay. We have the mother. So that would suggest to me that this toxic person is going to be brought back down to earth. It's going to get grounded. And that would, if if you're putting it in the context of that, that's what the mother would say in this kind of thing. Being the embodiment of earth. And get feet on the ground. Now, so I would say, yeah, in some way, but in a way that's kind of, rather than punish it, you know, punishable or has been punished for it, is a way that resolves it, in that it'll ground them, it'll bring them back down to where they should be, or and come crashing to the ground, but in a kind of a loving way that mightn't be quite good for anyone who's looking out for a bit of revenge or the want to see the toxic person punished. But I suppose ultimately what we want these people is to do is to heal, isn't it, right? And to not be toxic and to learn from their experiences. So it would suggest to me that that's what would happen, that they'll get knocked back to earth and learn from it, which I think is, once we get past the need for, people getting their just desserts and getting kind of punished for what they do, what we ultimately want, I suppose, is a healing, isn't it? Joe, What should I do about my work situation? Load of swans coming. I wonder, can you hear that in the mic? Anyway, Joe, your work situation. The master, master it. Aim for perfection. Aim for doing it correctly. Aim for doing the best job you can of it. Be the perfect or best version of yourself with regard to it. And if that's not possible, then see, is this leading to something that could make me... is it leading to you being the best version of yourself, or has it been detrimental to that kind of a place? And in that, you have to ask your the kind of question is, if it is hardship and stuff at the minute, does it lead to better things, or is it just hardship for hardship's sake? And there is a kind of a feeling, though, with the, it is that it's there's a possibility of engaging with mastery and your higher self and being on the road to that. So I hope that answers your question. And if you are having a tough time, I hope it works out and resolves for your highest good and good of all the people around you, but mostly for your highest good. It would be nice to be able to do some walking talks with these cards, but I've only so many hands, and by reading it, holding the camera, and then trying to pick a card out of the deck, not so good. What sort of magician am I that I can only have two arms, two hands? Maybe in the next life, I will have I'll be more Krishna-like and have four arms, or perhaps Ganesha-like and eight arms, depending on the way that iconography is depicted at the time. So, Catherine, should I put myself out there again in terms of a new position in a new environment? So this is kind of a yes or no question, so it may just get a yes or no answer, but we shall see. There may be some advice within it. Should she put herself out there, putting herself in a new position? So we have the depleted. The likelihood is that if you do that, that it's in some way going to deplete you or make it sap your energy. And it might be a thing going on that you, like, is it what you actually want to do? Or does it feel you should do? Is this like, you know, is your gut telling you to do this? Or is it more on paper this seems like the right thing? This is what the advice would be from, you know, like our self-help gurus or whatever. Put yourself out there, do the thing. Put yourself under this immense pressure to be this wonderful human being, this perfect human being. So the plea to come up goes, well, like, it could be, but it's going to take a lot of energy out of you. Or it would be a sign to go, no, because it's going to take a lot of energy out of you. So you have to take up the kind of risk-reward kind of aspect of it and ask yourself, one, do I really want this, or is this something I think I should do? And two, is the reward worth the energy that I will have to put in and the pressure I'll have to put under myself and this kind of putting yourself into a new environment because there's a need to feel that you have, you know, not to stagnate or not to, you know, that's the only way to move forward. Is it the only way to move forward? Good luck with that. That's a tough one, but you really need to kind of have to sit down and have a chat with yourself. Abraxas, what should be brought to my attention? The Saint. Always fun when the same guy pops up every time. The Saint. There's kind of a thing in this, Abraxas, it kind of feels like normally with the Saint, you know, you have the intercessionary thing that you need something to intercede on your behalf or looking to an expert or that kind of thing. But there feels something actual saintly about this in a very kind of Christian Catholic way. Has there been some sort of saint coming looking for you recently or is there some sort of area that you're kind of moving into that you could check out the patron saint and see if there's kind of something that could be brought there? But it definitely doesn't feel like it's look for an intercession around a problem you have or look for an expert to help you. It feels like the saint, the actual saint or a saint wants to have a chat with you. So so we're back closer to the road again, so the noise level will go up a wee bit, my apologies. Coronium, I really want to know how best to approach or continue with my current goal. Any advice or guidance on how to best to fulfill it would be appreciated. At times it gets rough and questionable, but I'm looking at the long-term result reward, hopefully. Thank you. Okay, let's see what advice the 40 servants has for you. The tinker. This would suggest that you really have to think about what you're doing rationally and let go of any kind of gut feelings or intuitions or fears or, you know, like any heart-based opinions around it, you know, any emotional opinion around it, and go on paper, write down, what am I doing? What am I getting? What am I getting out of it? Where am I going? What does it all mean? And really have a real thought from a very logical, rational, non-woo often situation. Is what I'm doing going to get me where I'm going? Is what I'm doing going to get me where I'm going and worth the cost of what I have to do that it's involved in? Is it, you know, am I just thinking it's the right thing? Is it the right thing? What would someone who has no vested interest in it whatsoever, what would they say about it? What would their advice be around it? What's the most likely thing to be true about it? What's the most rational thing to be true about it? And have a look, because sometimes when we're trying to deal with our problems and stuff like this, we can have a very emotional response with that. Well, I've been doing this for so long that I can't give up now. I mean, one that can keep us stuck in something. I've had this thought for so long that I can't let them win, you know, by letting it go at this point. And so you can, you know, kind of get stuck. I'm not saying that's the case, but there might be something like that going on, that once you remove the emotion from it, it's like, you know, like a money pit in a house or whatever, where you kind of keep throwing money to try and fix something that's just, you know, unfixable. But you've done it for so long that you kind of go, I've invested so much money in this that I can't stop now, even though you're never going to get where you want to be, because you can't. Now, you might be able to get where you're going to be. So the rational and the kind of looking at it from a logical point of view might be something else, might be just a problem solving, might be a way of seeing something from a different angle. But good luck with that. And I hope it does work out for you. And I hope it stops being a problem for you. And the stuff's been so rough. Sarah Ventura, what area of my life that I'm ignoring do I need to pay attention to? Okay. The healer. Sadly, that's obvious enough, I suppose. You need to look after yourself a bit more, or there's something that needs looking after. There's some way that you need to start thinking about healing. And when this comes up, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean something bad has happened, or, you know, something, you know, traumatic, I'm sick or whatever like that. But it can just mean, like, get a bit fitter, you know, be a bit fitter, eat a wee bit better. Start thinking about your health, you know, that, what have you been ignoring? Maybe you've been ignoring getting fit, getting healthy, eating properly, surrounding yourself with non-toxic people. You know, think of it on a different level. What's your emotional health? What's your physical health? What's your mental health like? Is reading cards at the side of a busy road, inhaling toxic fumes, really beneficial to your health system? And think that way, rather than kind of going, there's a health problem that you're ignoring. Unless, of course, there is. Like, so if you feel the need to get checked out, when's the last time you got checked out by a doctor, just to see if everything is okay? But it seems more to be just a call to, you know, stop ignoring your health. Get on your bike, go for a walk, have a jog, take up rowboating. I don't know. But yeah, just generally to look after yourself. But don't worry, because that's another form of, that's going to add to your, or don't panic, you know, that's going to add to an unhealthy kind of environment around you. So yeah, it's just general advice, just to look after yourself a bit better, Sarah. And so I hope you do. And the final question, Safira asks, what servant should they work with for May? Oh, so it's the idea. So creativity, spark of the divine, but the divine in its creatory sense. Work in creativity, work with the idea, work in getting some new stuff into your world, a bit of freshness. That'd be pretty nice. That's a pretty nice one to work with for the month. So, good luck with that. That's it for another month. That's all the divinations done. If you would like me to do your one card reading on a question of your choice, then just join the Patreon at any level. The link is in the show description. And then once a month, I'll put up a post asking you a few questions. And then later in that week, I make a video, something like this, where I pick a card and answer to the best of my ability what that card is suggesting to you to do with your problem or your query. So yeah, until next month, good people of the internet, be well, and may your best days be ahead.